Welcome back to another episode of Crudo. I'm not Johnson, but I kind of sound like him right now because I've been screaming the whole match. This is Maite, your regular host, stepping in for Johnson. And we just beat OL Reign 2-1. You know, that's quite a feat. I'm here with Elaine, I'm here with Perla, and I'm here with Annabelle, and we're going to talk about the game and how amazing it was.
Okay, I just want to say I'm very happy to see Rapino here, but also, what is happening? We had a full penalty goal, and I was like, what, really? That's what we're doing?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I wish I had gotten a better look at it. I don't know, did you get a better look at the penalty, Perla? Like what we did?
I think that contrary to what we've been doing, it's like we are very much a team that hasn't been able to close anything. We literally closed the game and we were like dominant from beginning to end, and I appreciate that.
That's fair, that's fair. I'm glad that things went well, even when we were, you know, even the whole time that we were up two at one point, we still, you know, struggled. We had some, you know, fight from OL Reign, which is to be expected. They're a very strong team. But, you know, we made it the full 90, and they didn't score a real goal, right? They only scored a penalty. That's something to be proud of. Annabelle, thoughts on the game?
I thought it was a really good game. I think you really saw the team giving it their all. I felt like I really saw them trying to get the balls back, trying to get the balls away from the other team. I was so caught up in the game that they told me I needed to chant harder, but I'm like, it's so hard, like the game's so good, and how am I gonna balance both things? So it was really hard to do my job as a supporter because I was so into watching the game. It was really good.
Well, at the end, OL Reign was fighting very, very hard for some goals, and we didn't stop attacking. I thought that was really special. We're not just trying to time waste. We're out there trying to get another goal in. Junendo, Johnson, Emsley, they're still pushing. And that's the attitude that I think we need to keep. I don't know, how do you feel about it, Elaine?
I think starting Camberos and Thompson was really a good start. We haven't seen that from the beginning. They're always like subbing in or like not playing together, but today we saw them play together. And I think that's the reason why we were like really staying on top of each other.
We also have new players that are in. We have Armandine Henry that's in, a very good defensive player. She hasn't actually come into the game yet. Are you guys looking forward to seeing her? Or are you more trusting Reed, trusting Gordon, trusting the people that we already have?
I've always seen Armandine Henry like just play for France, and I think that she's always just been amazing. So despite, like, I don't know, some people like to hate on her age, but I think that she's always just like tactful. She's a tactful player, and I want to see like a player with vision, like just play on the field.
That's totally fair. I'm excited to see her. Elaine and I had the pleasure of meeting her a few days ago. It was so much fun. Also, Nielsen told us to echo OL Reign, and we did it. If you're listening, we did it for you. Isn't that right, NML?
Yeah, she did. So we did our best. We tried to get the other team's nerves so that we can, you know, hype up our team, and we won. It was amazing. I got to bring some of my family members for the first time ever to this game, so I'm just really glad they got to experience this atmosphere and a win at home.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of new fans here at the game, and all of them, they're obsessed with their vibe. You know, the players have told us that our vibe is the reason that this game is so special. So to everyone listening, it's because of you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and for supporting Angel City. You guys have any other words to say before we leave off?
22,000 strong, Poderosas representing. Pew, pew, contigo, pew. Jenny. Contigo, Jenny.
Shout out to all that support.
We're ready. We're ready like to push for the playoffs. We literally just don't lose.
Yeah, echoing contigo, Eugenia, and just kind of saying, like, for me, like, I feel like we're winning. I think, like, we're improving every game, and whether or not we make it to the playoffs, I just see our team getting better and better. And for me, that's a win, so I'm really excited for next season, see what they have to bring then. Hopefully, you know, I guess I'm hoping for playoffs, but regardless, I'm cheering my team on, and I'm just really happy about the progress we made.
And just to end off the podcast, everyone here is fully in support of Jenny Hermoso. And so were the players. They were wearing armbands. We were wearing armbands. Everybody had signs. You know, what the Spanish Federation is doing by not getting rid of Rubiales is messed up. That man needs to go. Vilda needs to go. They need a full, like, redo on this thing because, yeah, those players deserve so much more. There's a lot of learning to happen.
We needed was a full apology, but it didn't happen, so now he needs to go. It's done.
I think the Spain, I know there was some controversy with that. The team itself during the World Cup, they kind of were insensitive and did something not okay during the beginning of it. But I think that they had something to prove, right? They've been fighting their federation for a very long time. And I feel like that seeing them win, and then like it was just so disheartening that no matter, you can be, as a woman, you reach the highest you can reach in your career. And there's still this stuff that like bad news that happens. And I feel like it just showed us why they were fighting so hard before. And I feel like this is just something that I hope that change happens and comes from this. And I feel like everybody around the world is supporting her and is supporting the team. So I really hope that this is just gonna be a catalyst for change worldwide and how we view women and how we view like sporting federations and how they take women equality into mind. So here we are supporting them all the way from Los Angeles, and I hope that, you know, they can feel that and that we're here with them. So estamos contigo, Jenny.
It's also the saddest thing that you've ever heard. Like, just like, they reach a pinnacle of just like a football, ¿verdad? Pero it's all about what this guy did to them. Instead of like, just like them being the champions of the world for the first time ever. Y este lo robó todo, so it's like literally so disgusting. And just like the federation just like standing behind them and blaming Jenny, it's so hopefully like
hopefully we find some, you know, good news soon, more than just a suspension. But you know, you guys will know before we do because we're in the past. All right, bye guys, and congratulations to Angel City for another win.
Yeah.